This is Radio Superior 1941, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1941. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the lakes, station KUWS, your friendly neighborhood announcer, Jack McKenna here. It's Saturday night, October 18th, 1941. Lou Martin is standing by with the 6 o'clock World News Roundup. We have some great music today. We'll play Stump the Listener, and Uncle Bob and the Fair and Square Kids will be in with some of their own stories and poems. Hope they behave this time. Now Lou Martin with the National Bank of Commerce, 6 o'clock news. The National Bank of Commerce is offering home loans to families, even if your income is less than $2,000 a year. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. The new Jap regime says it will add to its Asian sphere, and the Russians continue to battle the Nazis at the gates of Moscow. 3 United States senators are demanding that President Roosevelt take a hard line with Japan and its Far East expansion policy. Led by Senator Claude Pepper of Florida, they say that we shouldn't appease Japan like we did Hitler. Quoting him now, he said, "If Japan wants to attack, she'll attack." Yesterday, the Navy ordered merchant ships in Oriental waters to pull into the nearest friendly port because of tensions with Japan. We begin our World Shortwave Roundup with Daryl Berrigan in Tokyo.
This is the Far East, Tokyo calling. The new chief of Japan's military government is pledging to continue the Nipponese Empire's policy to create a prosperity sphere in Eastern Asia. Lieutenant General Hideki Tojo says he will continue to contribute toward world peace by bringing about a settlement of the China affair. Mr. Tojo told his new cabinet that they must remain on a wartime structure while trying to get aid from its Axis treaty nations. Even as Premier Tojo announced his strategy, the Tokyo newspaper Nichi Nichi wrote that the attitude of the United States against the sphere of prosperity is arousing a great indignation in Japan. The newspaper declared that a critical situation is developing, which any unexpected contingency may appear at any time. Tokyo did get support from her ally in Berlin. The Third Reich added its support of Tojo and his new cabinet. German radio declared that this strengthens the Axis powers as it marches into a new age. Premier Tojo was the war minister in Prince Kinoi's cabinet, which collapsed Thursday when it couldn't resolve problems with the United States. This may be my last transmission from Tokyo. It's clear the tension is at a breaking point. New government has made it clear that free reporting from Japan is over. Foreign reporters will be asked to leave. Signing off from Tokyo, this is Daryl Berrigan calling the British Isles. Come in, London.
This is London. Webb Miller here. London newspapers are reacting to the new Japanese government with a stern warning. Any further expansion in the Far East will be met by the combined powers of the United States and Great Britain. London Star wrote, quoting now, "The Japanese should be left with no doubt that if her government carries the flame of war into the Pacific, the fire will be put out by the forces of Britannia and America," unquote. The News Chronicle also asserted that a single fleet action could decide the issue if the Allies gained the day. The Herald also said the United States would have to act as a leader in the Pacific since England had her hands full with the war against Germany now. In London, this is your correspondent, Webb Miller, calling Germany. Come in, Berlin.
This is the Third Reich. Max Jordan reporting from Berlin. The German High Command's communique of the day says it appears Nazi forces have broken the outer defenses of Moscow today and are just 63 miles to the west of the capital. Informants add that heavy and desperate fighting was in progress in a broad crescent above Moscow's northern defenses as well. It was admitted that Russian forces were counterattacking on several fronts, but German tanks have beaten those attempts to slow this military juggernaut. It is also reported that the Germans have captured the Moscow suburb of Borodino, where Napoleon defeated the Russian army in 1812 and opened the road to Moscow. Now, these final words from Berlin from your correspondent. As tension heightens among Axis power nations, so does the censorship. Although our reports in the past have been reviewed to prevent disclosing military secrets, that has changed too. Propaganda Minister Joseph Goebbels has made it clear reporters from allied nations are no longer welcome. Simply put, members of the American and English press are being recalled. I expect this to be my last report from the Third Reich. This is Max Jordan signing off, calling Soviet Russia. Come in, Moscow.
This is the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, Eddie Gilmore reporting from the besieged city of Moscow. Red Army counterattacks are holding the Germans at bay in the 17-day battle for Moscow. These attacks are pushing the Nazis back, recapturing the strategic town of Kalinin, 95 miles from Moscow. The Soviet command acknowledges that Hitler's forces are making dents in the Red Army line, especially in the bloody Yazma sector, 125 miles west of Moscow. But they report that Soviet troops are savagely counterattacking there. On a personal note, the American staff of the Associated Press is being recalled, along with various diplomatic corps. I expect this will be my last contribution from Moscow, at least until this situation is settled one way or the other. I consider this departure only temporary. Signing off for now, this is Eddie Gilmore in Moscow.
The United States Navy is engaged in a gigantic air and sea hunt for the submarine that torpedoed the USS Kearney. The Kearney was on patrol 350 miles west of Iceland this week when it was attacked. The United Press reports that some of the Kearney crew were killed in that attack. These would be the first U.S. military deaths while in action in this war. A grim report was released today about the failed Battle of Flanders that led to the near disaster at Dunkirk. British Lord Gort says this investigation warns against sending an invasion army to the continent unless it's fully equipped and well-trained. Almost 350,000 British, French, and Allied troops were evacuated from Dunkirk June of 1940. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has these words from the National Bank of Commerce.
Thank you, Lou. Impossible to understand how your small income can afford a small home? Let me tell you about it, folks. Even families with incomes under $2,000 are able to build homes these days. And not just small homes. You can build a modern home and pay for it out of your income on the FHA plan. The down payment is usually covered by the building lot, and you pay the balance just like rent. But come in, and we'll give you the story and figures. Figures to fit your home and your budget. No obligation at all on your part, even though you're not ready to build. The FHA plan is something you should know about. We'll be glad to explain it. All from the National Bank of Commerce, a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Boy, those foreign correspondents are dropping like flies.
Tensions are so high now that the nation suspect reporters of being spies, or in Eddie Gilmore's case, just too dangerous to be in Moscow. Many expect the Soviet government to collapse at any moment. A financial plan to save the Washburn Hospital will ask men of good financial standing to sign $100 notes. This effort is led by Oscar Caron, who is forming a new hospital association. Without it, the Washburn Hospital would close. But Mr. Caron says the mortgage can be refinanced using hospital property, and the buildings can be refurbished with new equipment that can be purchased. Dr. L.J. Roth will be in charge of refurbishing the rooms, while much donated labor and material will be given. The Washburn Hospital was organized in 1922 by the late Dr. A.A. Axley. He purchased a building from the DuPont Dynamite Company. That building had been used as a clubhouse during the World War. Dr. Axley died in 1934. The Frosh at Northland College in Ashland are holding their flag rush. The rush marks the first break in warfare between the freshman and the sophomore classes. A team of equal numbers will be chosen by both sides, which will gather at opposite ends of the field. When a signal is given, both sides rush to the white flag. Both sides try to get the most hands on the flag when time is called. The winning class gets to paint the rock at the entrance of the Wheeler Hall. Wood is gathered by the freshman class for the night's bonfire. The Superior State Teachers College is holding its third annual College Music Series. It will sponsor six concerts, starting with Virgilio Lazzari and Company next Tuesday, and The Messiah on Sunday, December the 7th. Jack?
I know what I'll be doing December 7th, Lou. Those concerts are always memorable. That's Lou Martin, folks, the best doggone newsman on this side of the street. Now settle in for a fine fall forecast, friends, for this Saturday night, October 18th, 1941. Chillier tonight, with a chance of frost. Tonight's low around 32 degrees, but warmer tomorrow with a high near 60. Nice, nice, nice. And here's a nice number, too, from last year's 1940 hit parade. This is Glenn Miller and his orchestra and Tuxedo Junction on the Martin and McKenna Nice, Nice, Nice Show. Fine sounds of Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Tuxedo Junction on station KUWS. Hey, friends, Philco has its sensational new 1942 radio phonograph model on sale now. Enjoy both a radio and your records. Philco has the revolutionary beam of light to play your records. No needles needed. Only Philco has it. See the new Philco automatic record changer, electric push-button tuning with a rich, massive walnut cabinet? Oh, boy, all for just $169.95 at Roth's in Superior. And this important message from Marcus Jewelry Company. The time is now to protect your country. Everyone should do his part. Materials have to be bought and made into war needs. Come to your country's aid, so buy defense stamps and bonds. Okay, friends, let's hear a number now from Benny Goodman and his orchestra. This is The Glory of Love on the Martin and McKenna Show. Benny Goodman and his orchestra and The Glory of Love on station KQWS. Hey, Lou, want to play Stump the Listener?
I was rather hoping we'd play that today.
Oh, this is great. I love playing Stump the Listener. Well, we'll take our fifth caller. Just ask the operator to dial 8530. Here's the Mary Max and Mersey Dotes on the Martin and McKenna Show.
I know a ditty, nutty as a fruitcake, goofy as a goose,
and silly as a loon. Some call it pretty,
others call it crazy,
but they all sing this tune. Mersey dotes and nosey dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey do wouldn't do. Mersey dotes and nosey dotes and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey do wouldn't do. If the words sound clear and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing Mersey Dotes and Nosey Dotes and little lambsy divey. Oh, Mersey Dotes and Nosey Dotes and little lambsy divey, a giddly divey do wouldn't do, a giddly divey do wouldn't do. And dozy
dotes and little
lambsy divey,
a kiddly
divey do
wouldn't you. Mersey
dotes and dozy
dotes and little
lambsy divey,
a kiddly
divey do
wouldn't you.
If the words sound queer funny to your ear, a little bit mumbled and tumbled and jumbled and jivey, sing Mersey oats, dozy oats, little lambs eat
ivy.
Dotes and
little
Lambsy divey,
a kiddly divey
too.
Wouldn't you?
Mersey Dotes by the Merry Macs on station KUWS. Now, let's play Stump the Listener.
Better have better questions than you had last time. How many Norwegians does it take to screw in a light bulb? That's not very educational.
Yellow, you're our fifth caller.
Yeah, this is Bob Nyquist, the Tip Top Cab.
Who's calling?
It says, this here's Bob Nyquist.
And what do you do, Bob?
I says I drive a cab in Superior.
Oh, cab driver, eh?
You're not the best listener to our listeners, are you?
You up for Stump the Listener, friend?
Well, it's about news, I guess. Go ahead. We cabbies are up on the news as much as Lou Martin, who, by the way, is a favorite around the taxi garage. He's a pretty good tipper.
Lou Martin? Our Lou Martin?
I'm a firm believer in proper gratuities.
That's fine. But I didn't know you were a good tipper. All right, Tom?
That's Bob. The name's Bob.
This is sounding more like Stump the Announcer.
Be very funny, Louis. Okay, Bob, here's your first question. You have 10 seconds to answer. What hymns were sung when President Roosevelt and Prime Minister Winston Churchill met in their Atlantic Charter meeting in August? 1, 2...
Hey, don't take number 5 cab, Joel. Take 3. 5's got a bad battery.
6, 7, 8...
Well, I didn't put gum under the seat. Those darn kids. We hauled them from Lincoln School yesterday.
It's time, Tom.
That's Bob. Oh, God, our help in ages past... And, Onward Christian Soldiers.
Onward Christian Soldiers. Well, that is right, right. Okay, fella. Now, here's a tough one. How much money has Joe Louis won in all of his fights? You've got 10...
$2,500,000. Hey, boss says to make sure you give number 3 a good washing today.
He's right again.
And he's not even paying attention.
Okay, pal. How much leave does a soldier get? 1, 2...
Well, of course, it's up to the commanding officer how he gets it, but, let's see, he's entitled to 30 days leave a year.
Hey, if you find any money in the sea, it's Oscar's. He drove 3 last night, and, well, he says it is.
Right again. Now, your last question, sir. Where does Crown Princess Martha live now that Norway is occupied by Germany?
I know. The cab smells like Oscar, too. Just leave the windows down. It'll air out. Oh, Martha lives in Bethesda, Maryland, an estate called Pook's Hill. What do I win?
Wow, this guy's good. Well, let's see now. Today's winner gets a free cab ride, courtesy of the Checker Cab Company.
Checker? Those crumb bums?
If I might suggest that dinner for two at the Kitchen Edgy Club instead.
Oh, yeah, that's more like it. See you at the Gitch, Lou.
What did he mean by that?
He must mean some other Lou.
Oh, sure. The Fair and Square Kids are up next, folks, so let's get on with the music. Here's Ted Weems and his orchestra with the singing of Helen Forrest. And there'll be some changes made. Oh, hope not. On the Martin McKenna Show.
gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'll even change the way that I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. There'll be a change. There'll be a change. Someday you may say, there'll be a change. There'll be a change. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. I'll get along until that day. We'll make a new start. You'll still have my heart. There'll be some changes.
That's Ted Weems and his orchestra with There'll Be Some Changes Made on Station KUWS. Now, let me welcome in Uncle Bob and the Fair and Square Kids.
Hi, boys and girls.
Hi, Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob just had a bad experience with someone who wasn't fair and square. You know what he did?
What'd he do, Uncle Bob?
He fooled Uncle Bob so he could get a free meal at a fancy place. Now, that's not nice.
I guess it depends whether or not the food is good. Eh, Mr. Martin?
I'll let you know.
He'd better bring back a nice doggy bag for Uncle Bob. Now I have a sweet, sweet little letter from Gloria Nelson of Superior. Dear Uncle Bob, I am 15 years old. I have blue-green eyes with sometimes gray-brown hair, and I'm 5 feet tall. You have probably classed me with unworthy members, since I haven't sent you any poems or stories. I sincerely hope you give me another chance. I want to be one of the best members of the Fair and Square Club. Signed, Gloria. Well, Gloria, as far as Uncle Bob knows, he has no unworthy members, except for little Louis. So just rest your little blue-green and sometimes gray eyes. Okay, who wants to read their poem or story first?
Can I go, Uncle Bob? I've got a good one.
This, folks, is Errol Eden of Stone Lake. Go ahead, Errol.
This is called Catching a Crook. Jimmy had always wanted to be a detective, and his greatest ambition was to catch a crook. He was deep in his detective book when his mother called. It's past your bedtime, Jimmy. Please put that book away and wash up. Don't forget to wash your ears.
The moral of that story, friends, is clean ears are important.
I'm not done yet, Uncle Bob. Ooh. Then Jimmy thought he heard something downstairs, so he cautiously and quietly crept downstairs. He peered down the dimly lit hall and saw a shadowy figure leaning over his mother's silverware. Gee, Jimmy thought, a real crook.
I'll bet his name was Louis.
All right, all right.
Anyway, Jimmy snuck up on the figure, took his detective book, and hit the crook over the head. Jimmy was all proud until he turned on the lights. He had hit his brother on the head. The end.
Gee, that's a good lesson, boys and girls. Turn on the lights before you hit a crook.
Or tell Mommy or Daddy about the crook.
Yes, that's good, too. Next is Lucille Larson of Superior. How are you, Lucy?
Well, I found a penny under my pillow this morning, and I can whistle without crying.
All that in one day? That's great. The Tooth Fairy is nice. She's a friend of Uncle Bob, you know.
Almost as nice as you, Uncle Bob.
Well, shucks. Okay, Lucille, let's hear your story.
It's called Baby Bear. One day, my friend and I decided to go berry picking. We left early enough in the morning so we could get our pails filled by noon. We reached the berry patch and were busy filling our pails. Jane, my girlfriend, heard something in the woods. She looked, and you know what she saw?
A baby bear.
The proper term is cub, Uncle Bob.
But your title...
We decided to take the little fellow home and started to pick the cub up. Then he began to cry. Well, it wasn't a moment later, then guess what? A great big mama bear came out of the bushes, and boy, was she mad. We dropped the cub in our pails and ran as fast as we could to get home. We thought it would be a good idea to let the bears eat our berries, Uncle Bob.
Fair and square kids are smart kids. And what lesson did we learn from that, boys and girls? We learned that baby bears are called cubs.
Or that mama bears don't like it when you mess with their cubs.
Yes, that too. Our last story is from Marion Iverson of Siren. You've been here before, Marion.
I like coming back. My poem is called War Stricken.
It's important that boys and girls remember boys and girls in England and Europe. Go ahead, Marion.
This was my home. These shattered ruins that lie in timber smoking black against the sky. This was my home where robins used to sing a melody, ancient song of spring. I used to dream beneath the gnarled old tree of ecstasy and beauty and romance that this has shattered with a striking glance. These memories are lingering everywhere. A china doll with painted eyes and nose that used to be my sister's treasured prize. I know I shall never dream again without recalling with a sudden pain a host of memories from a vivid past that was destroyed in one resounding blast. That's for the kids in Britain, Uncle Bob.
That's very good, Marion. But boys and girls, it is important to remember that you are safe and sound here in the United States. We won't let anything bad happen to you. Isn't that right, kids?
Yes, Uncle Bob.
Goodbye, Uncle Bob. See you later.
Good luck with those teeth, Lucy. And remember, it's not square to be fair in the Fair and Square Club. Good night, boys and girls out in Radio Land. You'd better take Uncle Bob along to the gig, Louis.
Pretty good gag, though, eh?
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1941, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer, Duke Skorich, John Munsell, Ray Paulson, Joel Anderson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1941 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.